The first reading from the prophet Isaiah today tells us that something wonderful and unexplainable, something that's beyond our comprehension, going to happen with the new age that initiated by the Messiah, the anointed one from the Lord. He will come, and with him will initiate a new heaven and a new earth, a new age that's going to breed people, not just in the worldly sense, but in the spiritual and deeper sense of knowing who they are, knowing who they belong in God. And this is exactly what Jesus did today. And today we read the gospel from St. John. The unique things about the gospel of St. John is that when Jesus did the miracle, it's never called a miracle, it's called a sign. Because a sign is something that manifests who Jesus deep from within, the Logos, the second person of the Trinity, the Word of God himself. Today, we see the royal official came asking Jesus for healing of his child. And Jesus spoke, the Word of God spoke, the Logos spoke. And through that speaking into power, Jesus healed that child. Jesus didn't even have to do anything. But because of his power, he spoke. And this recalls us back to Genesis. God spoke and the world was made. God spoke and things come alive. Jesus spoke and this child now have new life in him. And that's why it's so powerful, that this is exactly what St. John wanted to emphasize here. Jesus spoke, the Word of God spoke, and new life was given. And this is why St. John said clearly before we end the gospel today, this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. What was the first sign in the gospel of St. John? The turning from water into wine at the wedding feast at Cana, where Jesus, again, revealed himself, but at the intercession of the Blessed Mother to fulfill his people emptiness when they couldn't provide for themselves. Today, he healed the child deep from within and gave that child new life. We ask ourselves too, as we get closer to Holy Week and to the Easter sacrament itself, do we believe that God have the power to speak life within us? And will we be open enough so that when he speak life, we might receive his word and allow ourselves to be changed or not?